Shus Avi Mori. Sugya and Kofei, three different sugyas, Sugya of Avelis, Kilkul, and Koreo. To go through them, your Mishnah and Kofei brings down a Korob Chamosoi, Vamesoi, someone who rips, whether on a case of anger or on an oval, the loch is, Kolom Kolom, Torah. He is part from it. The Gemara Zekasha, I have a price that says, B'chamosoi v'ameisoi yechayiv. The Gemara first off starts off saying, Negeta sugya meis, Kol b'shim meis today, and meis da'almo. In fact, the Gemara four questions, I says meisoi, it's meis today. Boy, the second question, what happens in the Negeta sugya v'chochom? A third, what happens in the Negeta sugya v'odom kosher? And fourth, what happens by a case of Yitzias Neshama? The Gemara answers, that the case over here is discussing a meis today, but there's no chiv avelis upon it. The Geretu, the idea of a Chochum is not a Chochum. The Geretu Adam Kosher is not Adam Kosher. The Geretu Yitzias Neshama, you're not thinking about the case in Yitzias Neshama. Akan L'Sugyo. First, what comes out that the Raisa says that when a person does Kriya on Shabbos, Yitzi Day Kriya. Vortam on the Mechaber and Simichin Mem in Yeredeo and Sivchov Ches, the Yitzi Day Kriya, Bli Chaylik. The question Lailam asks, and the Rishonim Batim asks, why is not Nichol Negeda of Mitzah Habo Bavero? So, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Abaddon Torah, the Odom, asks this question. The Mingdan Yishalmi that says, Yisoid, what's the chiluk between the case of a matzal gzula, that you eat at Lel Seder, you use mitzvah, boba veri, not you eat to the mitzvah? Masha Enken, you have a beggar over you, you're ripping on Shabbos, you're even Issa Dereiso, Korea says a Bereiso, yet Yitza over here in the Sugya of Korea. Says Yishalmi, Tamun Gufa Yavero. Be the Rishaydim. That really depends what you're doing. When they gave the matzik zula, the chetze be'etzem is ulcer. Whether during the week, on Shabbos, there is no difference. The day of kriya, the kriya be'etzem is mutter. The situation you did the kriya, you did it on Shabbos. So you, Gavra, created a problem in this case over here. The chetze be'etzem is fine. You do it on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's beseder. But since you did the kriya on Shabbos, you are even iser. But the chetze be'etzem per se is not a problem. For this reason, you eat the mitzvah of kriya. Says this example, the Yishalmi. Let's say a person takes a matzah, which is a yochad to Shitzur Abim, and the Eidel Lel HaSeder, case on Shabbos. Says the Yishalmi, in that situation, but etzim the matzah is fine. You carried it from a Shitzur Yochad to Shitzur Abim. That's not nichol negeda mitzvah ba bavero. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, the next halacha, in Simchav Tes and Simchin Mem, let's say you have a beggar that's gezula, and then you write kriya on top of it. Oh, that's scary. That says in Machaber, according to this Ramban, you're not yitz the mitzvah. Not yitz the mitzvah. Why not yitz? Because that's be'etzem in the chatzah shubay. Yeah, all the things. That means everyone discusses with Bob Averil, all discuss what they get here, they all suffer from this Yishami Al-Sugyo. How are you showing them over here? Says by us, for example, let's say someone does a Milo Shleimiz Manai on Shabbos. Are you yitz the mitzvah? Says Yishami. The Mila Ba'etzim is good. You did it on Shabbos. L'maisi, you ate the mitzvah. Come, you did it on Shabbos.
In the case of Kriya, it's not a mitzvah. It won't be a tikkun. It won't be chayim.
That's some, of course, the Oilam ask. But that's what the Yishalmi says. And the Yishalmi bring down, L'aloch L'maisi, bring it down that way. Now, the gate of Kriya comes off Ma'asugya. There are four times Yechayim, very clear, by a case of Meisti Day, once you're Chiva Velas over here. Now, that's brought down by the Mechab and Simon Shumem Sif Aleph. Now, the Rashi by us says, what's the case of Meisti Day, Chiva Velas? Rashi says your father, your mother, your brother and sister, your son and daughter. He left out one, Rashi. Your spouse. Or why? Not clear why. He left out, but Mice is clear, all seven. The person has a chiv of kriya over here. The second case of the Gemara is the case of a chochom. Now, the way the chil between the rice and kriya negare to a parent, whereas children, or other cases, is where and how to rice kriya. The way we rice kriya negare to parents is you rice all the clothing. You also erase until the lathe. The loch is you cannot sew it back normally and do it biyad. Masha'enke, in other situations, you do only the Begad Elyon, you do only a case of a tefach, you can sew it back up afterwards, you do a case of a kli. Again, according to the klesel, it's a machlikis, what to go do, the minute for us, you make it like the Ravid, not like it's brought down the Mechaba, like the Rambam. We don't give it a get of parents, we give it a get of like Shark Raven. The get of Chacham, before she came over here, it says you have to rice kriya. The question is, when and how should we go rice kriya? So the mechaber sounds like a situation where you ask a person halacha any place they paskins. The more brings down those one time the minig is dafka on a rebbe or someone who's doing the case like a rebbe, like maybe a gadol dor. Coming to the shachar, he points out for maisa the minig is we never see people rise kriyan chacham. He says I need two. They have nothing what to be stomach on. Maisa, why are we not writing kriya by case of a chacham? He says maybe because it's not clear what the definition of a Talmud Chacham is. Maybe you have to ask him a sefer kali, yes, no one how to answer everything. And for this reason, the minigs he make with tzarichin, Maisa is brought down by Aruch HaShulchan, the Ashkenaz, Kavachayim, the Yisrat, Yeshua Chaim, and others, Levad Yosef. But being down the Maisa, for this reason, the minig is not clear what a Chacham is. Agam Aragmor says he writes kriya. Bizman Azeh, the Maisa, the Oilam, does not write the standard kriya. However, in Simon Shememus of Bayes, it's called how to rise Kriya. We know, says Mechabi, rise by the neck. There are moving down the Yeshoimim, the smack sheet, you rise on the bottom of the Beged. You take either your shirt, or it says even the Chachmazon, your undershirt, and you can rise a little bit over there, Kosh of Tefach, or even a little bit. It says there are over there, Lemaiso, we're knowing usually not to go that way, to be Machmer and to rise on top. But says Aruch HaShulchan, to get the case of a Chacham, what should you go do? Since Batsim we should rise on the Chacham, we're not sure why the Minig is to be Makel. However, since that is the Minig, what a person should do is rise on the bottom. Go like the Smak Shita brought down by the Ramo. Therefore, ever meant to rise by the Gedolim, sometimes you see, especially the Miuchet to the Talmidim, they come along, they rise to the bottom of the Beged. Where are they getting it from? They're getting built upon our Sugya of Kriya, but do the Kriya like the Smak brought down the Ramo to rise to the bottom of the Beged? So you see, if you've ever been to Shach Levaya, Shomazam Levaya, Miyash Levaya, they'll see people who rise to the bottom of the Beged, they'll take it back and stick it inside, but it's the bottom of the Beged they're rising.
Rabbi Movik is different.
What? Rabbi Movik. Rabbi Movik is the same aloha. And now, some people will do it dafka on top, they'll do the aloha, but the Minig Maisa says the Shach already, that's not the, we don't seem to follow the aloha, which is a question, we only the rice to the bottom. No, but the Kaiso, the Elam does on top.
It's only
Chacham. The Ramah says Chacham means Rebbe. No, there we do regular. There's no meaning for that. Maybe we follow what's said by the Kaiser. So again, so we have one Mace today. We have a second case of a Chacham. We have a third case now, Gemara, the case of Adam Kosher. Now, the definition of Adam Kosher is anyone who has a Cheskes Kashrus, which L'chura is everybody. So now, besides for Chacham, why don't we write Kriya on every single person? And the words of Gemara is very scary, and it says it over. It says, why do young children pass away? Because a person would not miss apple, not cry upon the Adam Kosher. Someone is not, and if you do cry upon them, get a schuss out of it. And it's a scary thing if you don't cry and miss apple upon an Adam Kosher. Where's the Kriya over here? And best of look upon the Rishonim, Rambam, the Ravid, the Ramban. Very good. Exactly what the Rishonim was discussing, what my father says. How do you teach our Gemara? What's the teach words of our Gemara? That means the Rambam, the Rav, the Ramban, the Rashi, but they say the our Gemara is saying, Shiyifka v'yisabal means rice kriya. If you don't do that, where's your Avelis? Says v'yisabal. Come along the Ra'ah, and the Ravyah, and the Rambam Sopik, the Gemara, if you read it slowly, does not say the word kriya. The Gemara says slowly, Shiyifka v'yisabal. Yeah, no, so it says you have a right to go do it. I mean, you could do it, but the chiv, the mechayiv is not there. There's no chiv to go do it. The mechaber, when it means down to the loch and the Beis Yosef, he points out that passions we shouldn't are to be machmer, how can we make upon the Iran, Savak of here, Avada on kosher, you have a chiv kriya. The Meister Amos says, Yesh, I mean, that snapshot of the Sugir brings down these Rishonim, the chay nogal hokal. The Moshe says the reason why is the question: how do we read out Gemara? Gemara is saying Yifkav Yisabel, you have a right to. I mean, you should. There's no chiyuv to go do it. Therefore, the Megis Yimekel. No, Yifkav Yisabel, not the Kriya. You should have a gosha, the sensitivity, the feelings over here. Avada, not the Mechayiv Kriya Shavoy. What?
Someone can't bring Yisabel. You could ask
him. Can you? You could. I'm not sure. Now. This halacha sounds like machlokes mechaber with Rama, the Ashkenaz versus Bnei Svad. L'maisa the Shulchan Gevorah already in the 1700s. He already is also one of the other Bnei Svad. He comes along and says the minig maisa is like the Rama even for Bnei Svad. The book has Yimai Da'am Nabarat by Hilchos of Avelis is the halacha to be a mekel. And therefore it's brought down by the Mishavu and some Tovkuf Mem Zayin Hilchus Chalamoid. Also, our Chashukh means Allah Chalamaisa Bezman Azeh, the Odom Kosher, we do not raise Kriya. That's a minig. We sum up on the Rishonim over here that says the getaway is Yivka Vitzabel, but not the Chiv of Kriya Shavoy per se. The fourth case now is to give the case of Yitzias and Shama. A bunch of people in the Chavura asked me, the Maisa, that have been there, told them to raise Kriya. Why is that so? Here, the Maisa, we do not have a two ways that we in the Sigya, we don't have maybe a Savakluza Tamachach, Bezman Azeh. Why do, as before Shigmar, why don't Chiv to raise Kriya? Gemara points out, what is the reason you should raise Kriya by Yitzias and Shama? Gemara says, it's Ki'ilu, Doimel Sefer Torah Shnistrefa, like a Torah that was burnt. So, what exactly does that mean? So, there are three different Rashi saying over three different ways what that means, with different Nafkaminas. Rashi by us says, Yisoid of a Sefer Torah Shnistrefa, She'en Lecha Reik Bi Yisrael, She'en by Torah Mitzvahs. Every year that Torah mitzvahs. There's no such thing as not having Torah mitzvahs. Says Beis Yosef, what's nafkamino? You rise Kriya by a man. Women also have Torah mitzvahs. But by Katan, a one-year-old has no Torah mitzvahs. There's no decree upon a case of Tzias Hashama. Again, we look by the Ritva by us. He wants to tell you, the loch is you do not rise by Noshim, saying our Rashi. He seems to understand a different Shana Rashi, Torah mitzvahs together, not one or the other. Torah mitzvahs, Torah and mitzvahs, and noshim, and not nothing to get of Torah. From nice the way Beis Yosef brings down, according to Rashi, lefenenu, men and women, but not ketanim. Rashi in my cotton, and Daf Chafei is a different malach, the most of Rashi brings down, that Torah is called ner, the idea in ner mitzvah of Torah or, the Shema is called ner, and therefore, since one is tarn with the other, therefore it's a daimon to take Torah to Nisrafa. That means anyone who has the Shema. Don't upon that Rashi. Say Noshim, Say Ketanim, Say Anoshim. It's all three over here. A third Rashi, Rashi, my cotton left as Vav, Rashi says, Shadan Yochel Lilmoid, because they can go still learn. If so, they speak out the Ramban. By men, they're made to go learn, yeah. By cotton, 1 year old, he could have learned, yeah. Isha, not made for Torah, no. They point out through Rashi's, before come out, three opposite things over here. The Ramban himself, when he ends off saying, they said over here of Save Torah Nisifah, the Hefzigodl. Hefzigodl, what that means, the gate to any yid, men, women, or children. The local Meister, the way how the Taz and Shimon and Shemem, Migdal explains how the Machaba went, Machaba Paskins, like the Rashi, look for Nenu by us. The Chir Kriya by Tzias and Shama is by men and women, but not by case of a child. What says, not a case of a child, explains the Noisy Kalim, the Shach and Taz, a child meaning someone who did not learn Torah. Once a person starts learning Mikro, Torah, he's ready to fire out the Cheder, Avad the Chir of a case of Kriya by Yitzias to Shama. That's what comes out inside the Sugya Shaboy. Now the question is, Lamaiso, why don't people not rise Kriya? So again, there's a Shulchan Gevara, Kamal wants a Taino, that if you rise Kriya by Yitzias to Shama, that people will not want to be there. Especially if you're a nurse or doctor, it will happen constantly. Whether you're part of the Chevra of people of Isaac, then you won't want to be there. Of course, your clothing, you have to rise Kriya a bunch of times. You don't want to get involved with it. So mitzad the konas hamais, therefore the ilum stop rising kriya by yitzias and shoma mitzad the meishavoy. Therefore, said a shulchan gevara that's minig yushalayim not to rise kriya, minig yushalayim not to. Now you look at the svarim who brings this down. They start bringing down the zechol avram, the steichemen, the kavachayim. The question is what about the bnei Ashkenaz? There are two reasons why to mafakvek for the bnei Ashkenaz. One is they point out the mishmur tovkuf them zayin. He says the minig is not by an adam kosher, but yes by yitzias and shoma. And who does not mechalek? Not the kitzer, not the chayodim, not the aruch shulchan. They left the locha as is. Why they point out? Once we had the amor shito, you can write some bottom of your shirt. The amor and shemem shemem said, "Bei the smag shito." So go ahead. It's not going to cause anybody to go be by yitzias shama. Just write the bottom of your undershirt. Just take your shirt and rip the bottom. What's the big deal over here? Myself. Therefore, it's not clear what the Bnei Ashkenaz has to go do. Again, I see that it's Eliezer and the Geshe Chaim. They want a title of Maisa to be Mekel. Not that simple, the Maimon claims, according to the Bnei Sfad over here. And therefore, come along the Divrei Seferim, the Sefer of the numerous people who use Bezmanenu in the Geta Velas, he points out, therefore, the correct thing is to write Kriya on the bottom. Shenechami, maybe, no, there's Mekoros, Mekan Lekan. The correct alcohol for the Bnei Ashkenaz is to write Kriya on the bottom by the case of the Tzidah Sushamo. What twice? Same bag is just move over to Tabak and rice again. Oh, that I'm not sure. I don't know the secret.
Is the inside of a lining good? Inside lining of a jacket?
The stickers in Korea. Well,
that's, yeah.
So the Maestri came out, speaking of Avelis, number one, Maestri Day, Avada, that's what the meaning is, yes, we do. The Gerrit Chochum, the Maestri meaning is not to, because not clear exactly what a Chochum is. A Yerushman, Maestri writes on the bottom. A case of Adam Kosher, the Maestri Adam is not to, that's to Amos, Bechay Nogu. And again, it's Yester Shoma, the Neisfar, the Maestri Dolp, the Ashton has the Maestri, I think she writes on the bottom. Now, the Gemara also ends off, in the Gerrit Sugi of Avelis, that a memory that you hear a lot of times by Levayas, the Echob Nechaburo passes away. The law says everyone should be doing Kol Nechaburo. The Maisa by Osi Gemara is Mamshich to another line over here. Gemara says, I'm a love of Mace Godel, I'm a love of Mace Cotton. Rashi explains that either he's the biggest Nechaburo and therefore means that didn't the Shelo Perosh Abayas, or he's the lowest Nechaburo and the Mechalkal starts from the Ketanim. Now, I've been to Levayas and numerous years have bothered me. The person says, Echob Nechaburo. And you know the guy's not the Rosh Chaburah, so what's he saying? He's the lowest of the Chaburah. Like, the second half of the memory, the Maisa seems to be very chos over here. Maybe they're saying nice things, he's the Rosh Chaburah, but it doesn't sound that way. Echob Nechaburah seems to be missing our Gemara. So you look up this memory, it's brought down Lalocha by the Rambam Hilchos Avelis, Perker Gimel, and by the Mechabin, Simon Shin Mem, and Simon Shin Tzadik Dalet. He brings it down in Sif Hei. The Torah brings down in Shin Tzadik Dalet, and they also bring down only half the memory. They bring down Echob Nechabura, Dog Kol Nechabura. They do not bring down Godel Cotton. What happened? So the Lechem Mishnah, the Rambam wants Taina, it's not Afkin Lalochos, so he didn't bring down the whole member. Chiddush. I said, now I see the Bada Shulchan, he came out recently. He calls a Shevi Yehuda, and he wants to have different shot in the Sugyo. When it says Godel and Cotton, does not mean the Godel and the Cotton. It means when someone is Godel Nechabura passed away who's better than you, anyone less than that has to worry. And or the other man says anyone who's less than you passed away, anyone above that has to worry. Besad, who wants to come to Mitzvah? Who has to worry? Everybody has to worry. The other Shulchan Aruch brings down, the Torah brings down, the Rambam brings down half the memorah, because everyone has to worry that maybe the guy is better than you, less than you, whatever, however you want to take the person to go be. That's why you say this memorah. Echad nechaburo, doy kom nechaburo. Now the Gemara comes along after, before this, in between the Sugya of Avelis. The question of how do you answer, we have a Braisa says, Mesa al Mesoi. We have a Kasha, Chamoisa, Chamoisa. The Mishnah says, by Mesoi and Chamoisa, Yechotir. The Braisa says, the case of Yechayiv. So first, to answer the case of Chamoisa, Chamoisa, Chamoisa al Chamoisa, case of anger. So Gemara said, Lakasha, Horeb Yudo, Horeb Shimon. Now, we did not get to Machlokes of Yudo, Horeb Shimon yet to Kuvav. That's Iker, you said the Machlokes, but everyone knows the basic, you know, Ksubas Nafei. Now we have a question, what halacha of melacha she'in tzrich l'gufay, what is it? Shimon says the ma'aseh potter. The Peter says the halacha is your chayiv. That means, what is the machlokes over here? When a person, when he rips the beged, over here in anger, mitzad the beged is not good. Mitzad you, there's a tikkun, it calms you down. So the question is, when you have a tikkun b'makom acher, that's called melacha she'in tzrich l'gufay, not in the beged, but tikkun b'makom acher. The Peter holds, that's called ein tzrich l'gufay, but yechayiv, because tikkun b'makom acher. Mashiach of Shimon, he disagrees over here. Come on, we shade him and say, let's analyze the Gemara. The Gemara starts with one question of Mesoi al Mesoi, then the Chamosai al Chamosai. The Gemara says, Mesoi al Mesoi, the Gemara answers the case over here, when is it whether it's a Chiyav Kriya, not a Chiyav Kriya. Again, the case of anger, the Gemara answers Abhuda and Abhishimon. Can the Teretz of Abhuda and Abhishimon go back also on the case of the situation of Mesoi al Mesoi? Can go back upon that? And that's the question over here is that. Until now, we're seeing the Gemara saying that the Yehuda Shito, that he holds Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay is Chayiv. Therefore, by all Meisos, you should be Chayiv, except once Chayiv Kriya, once part in Kriya. What would be the Melacha according to Reb Shimon when someone who writes Kriya on his own Meis? He has a Chayiv Kriya. So on the Zayin Krovim, he has the Shama, or Chochom, or Adam Kosher, he writes his Kriya. Is that called Tzrich L'Gufay or called not Tzrich L'Gufay? What's the Das of Reb Shimon over here? Come on, Rashi, into the Echanami. The Gemara could answer the question. Also, the same thing in the question before, and again, to Mesai, al Mesai. According to Reb Shimon, Mesai today, the Mesai will be Potter. And that's how Numbers Yishonim want to go like the Yisrael of Rashi. Why? Because no tikkun in the Guv HaDavar. The Guv HaDavar being ripped, you might gain out of it inside the Mitzvah Shabbat, you gain nothing out of it. So again, so we have Rashi, and the Rajbo, and the Ran, and the Shlomo, and the Skirid. Others want to go this Malach. Asal HaSheni, the Unmuslim Tosfos, he kind of wants to disagree. So the fact that your Reb Shimon is doing it, and once he writes Kriya, according to Reb Shimon, it's called Shrich L'Gufay. The Ritzur Ben Yeruchim comes along the Be'alacha, explains what's the fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, brings down what is the idea of a mitzvah, is a mitzvah considered Shrich L'Gufay or not? A simple machlokes over here. How do you look at mitzvahs? Rashi says a mitzvah is a David study. It might be the ick of your life. Mitzvah begging is no tikkun. It's melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufoy. You have an ayah ramila. You have to go do it. That's called ein tzrich l'gufoy. Therefore, could have been echlamik could have answered hoya buda hoya b'shim in the case of meisai al meisai. Come on, Tosfos. You have to go do it. You want to go do mitzvahs. That's called nichal geder of tzrich l'gufoy. Tzrich l'gufoy according to b'shim nichayiv. You cannot answer that. That's why the Gemara has to answer chilti meisai al meisai. Whether chiv kriya or no chiv kriya over here. So where machleik is tzrich l'gufoy nichlik. There's mitzvah nichlik geder tzrich l'gufoy. Baruch Hashem, we'll get to certain kofar. We'll see the Chor Rashi and Tosfos and Lishu Tosfos how they understand the lumdus of tzrich l'gufoy over here is. There is another way how to understand the Gemara why, by the case of meisai al meisai, at least according to Shimon, you'll be chayiv. They will have the yesh b'foshim on the Rambam bring down because you're rice in kriya and now you can wear it all week. You're supposed to wear the baguette that you ask Korean. In. So it's a ticket in the baguette. That means it's not a mitzvah shabbai. It's not now I'm wearing the baguette the whole entire week over here. So it brings it down at the end. But that's, you want to wear it. Right? The people wear it all week. And every time you switch back, you're supposed to meet also. The whole week, you wear it from the Zavelis. Meister the Rashi will disagree, and I'm going to also get to the Kofar, we'll see the Ramban, that she tosses a third malachim locho, she'in tzrich l'gufay. This is another reason why Shimon be potter. Kamal the Ritvan says, you know why Shimon holds potter? I'm not slut for. We're getting mal down. Be a loch over here. Shimon will not hold yichai for it because now I'm not slut for the beged over here. Now the Gemara by the case of Kor b'chamosoi. So again, according to Behuda, loch is yichai even though it's loch she'in tzrich l'gufay. Meister, since it's a dovet study, the Meister yichai for it. In fact, the Gemara, it's a case of kilkul. That means very important that you study the court to Behuda. Behuda says that even though Melacha Shem Tzichul Gufa Yechayiv, it still has to be a case of a tikkun. That means the Gemara, when it says, the classic example everyone says, that what is Melacha Shem Tzichul Gufa? Achayif Agumo, Veinit Sarch El Afari. The Melacha is that according to Shimon Yapater, according to Behuda Yechayiv. You look up the Gemara, 9 Gimel Beis, the Gemara has done one line further. The Gemara says, but even according to Behuda Yapater. Why? It's not a sugya of Kilkul. That means even according to Melacha Shem Tzichul Yechayiv, it's tikkun makom acher, but the thing that you're doing has to be a tikkun. Therefore, the Gemara says the same thing by us. It's very good that mitzad the rice and kriya, it's a tikkun makom acher. But Sefkol Seif, there's a kilkul over here. Chamosai, there's a kilkul over here. The Gemara answers, not a kilkul. Nachas Ruach. The fact that you're calming a person down, that's nichol in the category of Nachas Ruach, and therefore there's nichol to get it of tikkun over here. Correct the Gemara, Mishari. It's a kilo, Eidah, Vaidazaro. Today, Yitzhar will say one thing, tomorrow, something else, next day, the third thing, and they end up leading to the case of Vaidazaro. What's the most question of Mishari? It's going to be Machlokes among the Rishonim. What the question is it a Shaila Mitzan Alocho or Shaila Mitzan Matzias? The way Rashi understands, Rashi explains very clearly, the Gemara is saying it's Nichon Negeda of Tikkun, Nachas Ruach. The Gemara, Mishari, it's not a Tikkun. Mitzah loch is a kilkul. You can end up leading to avoid a zero. Therefore, mitzah kilkul shabai, why chai b'kar b'chamosloi, might say gain nothing out of it. Why you be magli yeitzer to do lead to isurim over here? Okay. Words of the Gemara and Rashi, magli is yitzroi, love your love. If it was a yeitzer come upon you, the Gemara says, therefore come to me more isurim. Get angry and lead to problems. And therefore, Nubish Rishonim and Sam Mishori is not a question of Matthias. The question is, Mitzah Locha, you want to say it's a tikkun. It's not, it's a kilkul. It's not good for you. That's how Trace Royal seems to go. What? That means you look at, right, don't look at the short term, you look at the Klolius. That means the point is, don't we look short term, I gain out of it? No, look at the Klolius, the whole package is not worth it. That's Rashi, that's where Meitam goes, and Tosfos is right, Rashi, Ritva, and others. Have you shown them? Aside from they point out, look at the Rambam in the Shabbos of Berches, and Perek Yud, and Perek Yud Beis, three different places. He says the fact they do something in anger, Maisa nichel in the category of ain't tzrich l'gufa, but it's not nichel get of tikkun. It is tikkun. Maisa calms you down. Look at the moment. You don't look beklalis. Look at the moment right now. I think Gemara saying mishari. The Gemara saying mishari explains that for him. How can you do that? How can you carry a chamosli? How could you do? How could a person do something in anger? That could design it. You do something in anger over here. It's going to lead to avodah zara. Avada can make sense in the Mishnah, but no one does that. We have a price that carry a chamosli that you chayu for. Who gets angry? Chas v'shalom might show anger, but no one gets angry over here. And that's how the smag and the smack. The Rav Mishnayis wants to go this way. What about the chadum la'alocha? So, my we have a machlokes over here. How do you understand the sugya of Mishari in Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? Is it mitzad din or mitzad the Metziah Shabbai? Now, you could tell me it's not much of an afkamino. Could be passing like Shimon anyway. Melacha Shein Tzich L'Gufay is potter. It's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shita Zayin and the Aruch HaShulchan over there being down. Let's say a person fights on Shabbos. Now, no one fights. Only children fight. And my father says it's not worth it. Again, we can argue the point. But, so, when children fight on Shabbos, they're trying to get blood and injure a person. Speaks out the bialocha, is that nichl negedo of locha sh'ein tzrich l'gufoy, and tzrich l'gufoy. And brings down this machlokes Rambam and the Rambam. Going the Rambam, is a talis over here. Oh, I got the guy good. Geschmack, I enjoy it. Is that worth the total package? Fine, that's Rambam. Which brings down the Rambam, who says, what are you talking about? Mishori, kas, it's not worth it. Nichl negedo of kilkul over here. So there is, the Paiskim do bring down the Yehuda sheet over here, had understand the Pshan Sugya, La Locha, in submission to Zion, the gate of fighting on Shabbos, is actually the gate of Chil or gate of Torah. Is Nichol gate of Kilkul or not? Fighting is Tussin? Sorry?
Tussin.
Yeah. No, that's saying, the Mishmah is quoting this Ramah Ravid. He's saying this Ramah Ravid, he's applying it practically to fighting on Shabbos. Because who gets angry? Right? Only fighting. Right. So, man, the gate is Sugya of Chalava. What? Right. That means the corner of Kudah is Moksha and Sugya of Yechayv anyway. It's at the Sugya of Kilkul Shabbat discussing. Avada, when you fight the person, you don't want the dam to go give to your Kelev. Right? You want the dam, just give one the dam. I'm not taking it. Is it taking a Kilkul? Moksha Shabbat and Sugya of Kilkul.
I want the.
Now, the sugya is mamshich, and the idea of a cast over here. Maybe you leave the sugya of cast another time, maybe on a Thursday and then the Seder. If you can cause a person to get angry, are you over the issel of neiver? Get involved in the question. Let's say a person gets angry and nothing comes out of it. Is he over the issel of cast per se? Why don't we put this up another time? There's also another question over here that Gemara gets involved with. I'm inside the sugya cast. Gemara answers why the mirma imsa incha beisai, to show anger upon the house, not really get angry. Also, what exactly does that mean? Practically, to show anger and not really get angry, and also because sugya about tashkas, maybe leave for a different time. They get to ask sugya. We have an idea of kilkul and we have an idea of kareya. And then the Mishnah says, "Kol hamakalkalim, kol hamakalkalim turim." Anyone who makalkal something is potter. Now, first, where's the makar for that? Why should that be? A person does a malach on Shabbos, he's kareya, he rips. That's one lav test malachas. The fine gimel, ripping. Says the Mishnah, you're potter. Why are you potter? So my mukta this halacha, why you potter, is a Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Yud. The Mishnah over there says that Shabbos and Chagiga and Me'ilos are kohorim atkluyim v'sairo. The halacha of Shabbos is one of the things that a mountain is connected to a here by a string. The fact that Shabbos is connected somehow by a sire over here, it's hung by a sire. In fact, the Gemara Shabbos hung by a sire has no place in the Torah. We know the Chavos Chaim writes the Psicha. Shabbos is brought down 12 times in the Torah. It's clearly by Sarah, it's connected by a string, it's black by the Torah 12 different times. The Gemara answers, it's going according to Rav Shimon, the Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Potter. So the Gemara, I quote Rav Yehuda, holds Yechayiv. The Gemara says, they get to Sugya of Mekalkal, that even according to Rav Yehuda, it says Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayiv, he also agrees to Sugya of Mekalkal. So the Gemara, very good. So we hold Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa according to Rav Shimon is Potter, it's clearly by Sarah, and we hold Mekalkal is clearly by Sarah, but where's it clearly by Sarah? We don't connect to the Torah. Where's the remnants of the Torah that we see this idea that these two cases are potter? It says Gemara, you know why? Melech machshavas of Torah, or melech machshavas like sivi. Not say the words of melech machshavas. Go around Ischabura, we say the words melech machshavas in the Torah. So some people got it right, most people didn't. It says in the case of Pasha Yakel, but in the case of building the Mishkan. It explains Rashi, it's not in Shabbos, but it's not the smichas of Shabbos, the case of the Mishkan, Pashra Yakal, from there we extrapolate that the Hordin, Neged Shabbos, needs Melech Makshavis. That's what's Tluya Basaira. That's what's connected by the Sair. We have a smichas one to another to tell the Locha, the Locha Sha'etzug Lugufa according to Mishim is Potter, or according to Behudim and Kalkal is Potter. That means, again, Neged Tasuya of Kalkal, where's the Makar for the Ptor? Melech Makshavis. That's the Gemara. Betzim, by now, we should realize the Chorah, there are six times you see the idea of Petura by Melech Machshavis. One is the case of Kilkul, Gemara Chagigo, which is Marash Nachlam and Taisis. A second time, the Chorah is also Melech Hashem Tzvich Lugufoy. That's the Chorah, the Gemara also sounds that way, also brought down by the Rishonim, Yohan the Rashba and Taisis. A third time, we came across the idea of Doshem Eskavin. Where is that of Doshem Eskavin Misasek? Where is it coming from? Shilom Babakama, at the end of Ketzer Regal, Dav Chavov, says the Sigilia, Melech Machshavis. The heter of Shinoi Klachayad, the Gemara of Dalav Veis, the mission over there. Where's the makar for the heter? We spoke out the Chalks Mechagin. We spoke out the Beishmul and Evan Ezer. The makar for the heter is Melech Machshavas. Where's the idea? You need something to be Miskayim called Oysim Melech Melech Miskayim Mispeshabas. Where's Miskayim coming from? So Bialocha brings down by the case of what is Gedim Miskayim called Surajmo, Save as a Chreinus. Says Bialocha according to the Rajmo, Save as a Chreinus, and lasts for that amount of time. Says be aloha the Rajbo Melech Machshavis. The beginning of this man, we said the Chatzishir. When Chatzishir, the idea that it would not be Nichol Negeda of Chatos, says the Rashbam, why? Chson Melech Machshavis. So we have six times already that we came across the concept of Melech Machshavis. Four of them we learned already, one we're learning now, or one we'll get to in 2 weeks from now. Chatzishir, the Rashbam says that's a Petor for the Yiddish. We point out for La Rashbam disagree. That means we have six times. The question is, how can you learn six things from one word of Melech Machshavis? If you want, Minchas Osher, Boshu Weiss, and Shuvo, he brings down, we learn out 15 things from Melech Machshavis. Kedakri, he knows a lot. So fine. So come on that question, they point out, the word Melech Machshavis, the Yisayit Shabbai, is really teaching you two things. The two points that are coming out from the Pasuk. They point out, Elam Melech Machshavis means Machshavah. Thought process, using your brain, thinking a little bit. The point on the second thing, you read the targum over here, Melech Machshavis means a maisa umnis, chshivis. Something very choshev over here. So either you can learn the idea of your thought process, that tells you, Amos Calvin, you didn't think. Esasik, you didn't think. Melech Shayin could be also, you didn't think about doing the correct melech over here. Or it's chshivis. The fact you did the kalachiyad, that's not normal. An umman doesn't do it that way. Mekalkal, think, that's not chshivis over here. In fact, not Miskayim, that is the Chsoran and Chashivas of Maisi Uman over here. So we have the Melech Machshavis, which is Tluya B'Saira, come in the case of Mishkan. The Yisrael Shabbat is called two things that can learn out numerous halachas, either the thought process of a person or the Chashivas, the Maisi Umnas of the pool that you're doing over here. Now, it's very clear that we have the idea of Kilkul Yinachayev. How the Mishnah says, it's Potter. That means Potter means Potter Avalasar. That's clear. Mishnah, what it's us to go do. Which will lead to the question, that how in the world do we ever rip bags on Shabbos? If everyone says Kureya, that's a Kilkul. Kilkul, we might say, still is also. So we already came across a Mishnah Berurah, according to Sefta, and Simon Shini Dal, Sefkon Chofei. The Sefta says black or right, black and white, Kura Ora Gaba Chovis. A person has the right to rip the Ora top of a Chovis, Vavaj Le Yasa Zinuk, only don't make a spout over here. That will have to answer, and that will be in the next week, discussing how to answer that question, and when in the world can a person rip things on Shabbos, what's against our mission over here. Now, once we have the said over here, that the agenda of Mekalta is coming with the Tzuki Melech Machshavis, what happens when a person does not have any Chshivis, not Mitzad, doing the Melacha? However, it's also not a case of a Kilkul. Case is powerful. That means you're not coming to Mitzad anything, not coming to ruin anything. It's in between a case that's powerful. The way how certain Svarim is set up, do you say, Be'etzeb, you need Melech Machshavis, a Chashivis over here? The fact that you don't have anything to need Choshev, you don't need a Kilkul, but not Choshev, it's powerful, didn't do our bottom. Or do you say, Vakarat, the fact that you did the Pula, why do the Pula for? That itself shows you Machshav the Pula. Now there's a Chashivis in the Pula to mess up the Chashivis, you need a real Kilkul, a Kilkul Mamish. Powerful will not be enough. That means Achronim are grappling, numerous Achronim grapple. So that means Parvo is the Yisrael Shavoy. Parvo is not Melech Machshavis, no Chshivis. Or no, Parvo is not enough because the fact that he did it is Choshev, and you have to make calculus what he did over here. It seems to me, the Olam says over, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Gittin on Daf Yotes. The Gemara over there speaks out when someone does Diyoy Gabe Sikro, he puts black ink on top of red ink. Over there, Chayim Tzad Sugya Moichik and Kosev. You put Diyoy Gabe Diyoy or Sikro Gabe Sikro. The Loch is your potter. Have a Sikro Gabe Diyoy. You put red ink on top of black ink. Machlokes of Yechon and Mishlokish. One says Chayim Tzad Moichik. One says the case of Kilkul. Explains Rashi. Why is it moichik and not kosev? Says Rashi, you know why? Because at the beginning it was better than it was now. The reason why it's not kosev, because it was better than it was beforehand. It was better. Sounds like the kosev you're doing right now is a kilkul mamish. Goes on further. I the other man the says not makokul. It's words are loiv makokul kokach shei nicker. Not that bad of a kilkul. Sounds like according to Rashi to be a kilkul, you know, a kilkul mamish. To uproot the pool that you did, make it dindu rabbanon, you're real kilkul. Otherwise, it is mukokul. It's parva. Says Rashi, but parva won't make it mukokul. You have to have a real kilkul. Emesik kilkul, then you'll be potter. Is that emesik kilkul? Then you'll be chayiv. That means parva is not enough to oiker the malach that you did. Then we have Tosfos on the bottom of daf yutes. Tosfos first starts off with one point. You're putting on sikur gabe diyoy. So you're putting sikur gabe diyoy. Putting black and then red. So yichayiv atz moichik. I need moichik amnas lichtoiv. Where's the ksiv over here? Says Tosfos, it means you plant it afterwards right black on top of that. That means the kim to the Gemara is you did red on top of black, but you plant it right black, red, black. I for Tosfos, my case of the kilkul, says the fact that you have red, black, red, said you have black, red, black. Therefore, shumay nikutfei, you gain out of it. Since you gain out of it, for this reason, it comes out that not nichel get of kelkul, you gain out of it. Sounds like Tosfos. If you don't gain, it's parable. The mitzvah will be that you'll be potter. The simple reading of Rashi and Tosfos seem to argue this point. If I remember correctly, that was one of the questions the daf test that Rav Nosson used to give. What's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? As now, that's the sakim and that's the kelkul. Mamish, that's tight truth of Rashi and Tosfos according to Rav Nosson Tzvi. The Maestro point down the second Tosfos by also not Kovov. The Gemara has discusses that once the Yehuda holds that you need also a case of a tikkun. Besides the fact, Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufoi, how do they have a case of Tzrich L'Gufoi that's a case of a kelkul? So Tosfos, the case of a Surah No, you take wood, the Surah No, you burn it, you want to cook something on top of it. So Mitzad, the Tzrich L'Gufoi you want. It's a Surah No, the Maestro you cannot gain out of it. Therefore, it's not a tikkun, not a kelkul. Calls it Tosfos. Kilkul, which she tells like. So we have a second Tosfos that seems to understand that something is parable as nichel in the category of kilkul. Rashi seems to again understand something is you need a kilkul mamish to make it into the parasha of a derabbanan. A choyf a gumo if ain't sarach el afaroi. Said the Gemara, even according to Yehuda, your potter, it's not a sugo kilkul. Let's say in the kimto, that's not a kilkul. It's not a tikkun. Then what would Yehuda hold in the case of a choyf a gumo if ain't sarach el afaroi? Says the Magi Mishnah, Posh il bichayev. Posh il bichayev. It sounds like that a case over here that you, that if you chayev, that means something is parable, need neither one, you chayev. The simple reading of the Magi Mishnah is like Rashi, neither kilkul mamish. So it sounds like we have machlik shushain over here. The locha come along the paiskim and seem to go that locha is parva is nichel get of kilkul. One is come along the egli tal and close this Magi Mishnah. He says, what do you mean? If it's parva, where's the chashivas over here? He says, what the Magi Mishnah means is because since the fact that you have a milah of the offer, you have a milah. That milah b'mokim acher will make it east being parva. But parva is not enough. He said, about the Magi Mishnah does not mean parva is enough to make you chayav for it. It's parva plus you have a milah somewhere else. Oh, then it's come down in case of a ticket. Otherwise, the value won't be chayav. But they point out from the Egel Tal, clearly the case is parable. The loch is nichel get of kokel. The Shemech in Hilchos Yontif says, Avadit b'mlach ma'shevis, you need a tikkun over here. Before there are two chazanishes. One, we learned a case of when you have each side of a book, and you open and close it. Question, are you, what the loch is kar l'chirv chatzis l'vosh, Mishmu wants to say the Megiz Maisa to be mekel. Come to the chazanish says, what's the tzati mekel, what's the tiniest two drop bundles over here? He said, first of all, it's not miskayim, made to open and close. Second, is einai amnas lichtoiv. You don't gain out of it by opening and closing it. It's parable. You open and close, parable. Nichna get of Einam, and I slipped to a case of a kilkel over here. So you seem to understand, there's no Milo. There was nechel negeda of kelkel, and einam naslechtoy. V'oid, the type of this question in simen mevov. What's the locha when the case is parvo? So I went to the chaznish and asked him this question. The chaznish told him something. His parvo is not nechel negeda of lachmach shevis, nechel negeda of kelkel yapater. Said the chaznish, I'll bring you a chloraya. The gemara daf ayin hay by the sugya of tzeveya. The gemara there discusses according to Rava Yechayim and Dushchita also af mishum tzeveya. Says Rava, I'll nice explain to you why. Says Rav, explain to you why. Since the Doris afterwards will laugh, why Yechayim al tzeveya? You know why? Because it's good to have the red on top of the animal to show it's fresh meat over here. And then to show that people want to have it over here, that's Yechayim inside the sugya of tzeveya. So I need a positive outcome over here. Speaks out the stipe from the Chaznish, Rav holds like a Yehuda. The Mlocha she'en tzivu lufa l'mayis Yechayim. And still, the only reason the pot over here is on the sugi of kilkel. And it says the Gemara, we need a positive. We have to show people, oh, it's fresh meat. So we see we need a mild b'chaim mitzvah the sugi of tzeveya.
You have
to clean it. They take it off the skin anyway. You take it off the animal. You know, you're not cooking it. I assume you clean the animal anyway, naturally. My assumption. We come on the Chaznish says, we see from the Gemara that why did Rav say I have to explain to you? The Doris after the left me, I have to explain to you there's a tikkun over here. So just to Mefakvik from two avenues. One is the Magen Avos really is this question a few hundred years ago. He says, why? That Rav said, you want to laugh at me that I went like a Yehuda. I can tell me a Kondom Shimon. I have to ask Kondom Shimon why it's Trich Lagufay. Fine. But another thing the Olim should really ask, they point out, Luchura, if you do not need the Dam on the thing itself, is that Seveya? Is that Chasson, the Mohus, the Mlocha? Is he saying the Gemara Kilkul? But not inside the Dovah Nitzpah. Everyone knows by what's Seveya, what's Kaiser. Seveya means you have to be inside the Dovah Nitzpah for the Chetzer Shavoy. What is Dovah Lichlof? When your hands get dirty, your face gets dirty, your shmata gets dirty, that's not Seveya, Batsam, per se. That's not Seveya. Why? It's not Bashil Dovah Nitzpah. So, in fact, on this Chazanish, the Siva Shalmist, the fact that Rav is saying why over here I want the blood over here to show it's fresh meat, can now I want the tzeveya? If I don't want the tzeveya, that's not tzeveya. It's a chesed the mohus the melacha. Tzeveya has to be reshil davar nitzpah. Fine, but my chanish says I have a clear gemara. We have a chanish this way. The stipe twice goes this way. The semeach, the chaytal, they seem to go this way. Moshe Tshuva, Beis Hashem, will learn today and tomorrow. We'll see clearly discussed by the sugya of Kriya. He says we need the idea of tikkun over here, and parvel mice is not enough. We need a melech machshavas. Of course, Shiva again. The word you're right, but that's why I fell off. Melech machshavas. You need chshivas. Is no chshivas. We need a positive aspect over here. Now, the only way I assume so, the Shiva Shalom and the Archer Shabbos, or if you want the Shamanism, they seem to go in between malach over here. The kama kashes upon them. The one mechal between different pulas that you're doing. Some pulas be'etzim are destructive. Terei is be'etzim destructive. Moichik be'etzim destructive. Soisu be'etzim destructive. Those things, they need a tikkun. Mash'engi, things that are be'etzim parvo, then you need a tikkun to make it out of the parsha, to make a real tikkun mamish. Mash'engi, things that are parvo, they're not be'etzim destructive. They want taina, that's nechal negedim, lach machshevis. You'll be chayfer even though the parvo. That means you don't need to get out of it, to make it into a milo. Now, they point out, they themselves say they're against Rashi over here, but they're not saying in the Melacha per se, they say Avaro depends. When you burn wood, that's Be'etzim destructive. But Avaro sometimes not Be'etzim destructive. So they have certain questions you have to work out. They're pointing out they're going against certain Rishonim and Paiskim over here. That's it, like in between Mahalach, you have to look at every act per se. Is the act Be'etzim destructive? Then you need a case of a tikkun. Otherwise, you do not need a case of a tikkun. Chora, the question is, what's the nafkamina practically? Not every case, when the case is parable, is a melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufay anyway. That means, we hold like a shim, a melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufay is potter. That means this whole entire chakira and kilkel, k'man always a melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufay. So what's nafkamina? So one nafkamina, Taisa says, is he sure or not? When tzrich l'gufay, we had to find kilkel over here. But if you have a case of he's sure or not, one nafkamina. The second thing is, if you want to be toshim of Yehuda, mechaba the numerous times being zan of Yehuda Shito, is the chaligeda of melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufay that's chayim? How do you find the case of kilkel over here? But the core, another nafkamina is when you get involved with a situation like Nichlai, two drabonons, a lot of times you discuss the idea of kilkul. Melacha she'en tzuglu gufay, we do not seem to mitzarev to the idea of two drabonons. We should have speaking another way. That's not Nichlai in the category together with the Aruch, because be'esim did the melacha. Kilkul, we do seem to mitzarev to the case of two drabonons. Therefore, for example, discuss the case of cake. The mon simen shemem sim gimel, cutting your isis on the cake, says the mon maisit also. I come to end miskavin. Fact the dekum of ova, brought down the shai chuva and mishna brua, ayin the maiso, is shalom nas lechtoiv, it's a kilkul and kalach hayad. Three things. The words that are calling a kilkul, let's analyze it. Once we understand the idea of kilkul over here, do people want isis to be around when the cake's not around? What if isis on the cake, the word happy birthday? For the cake, when the cake's not around, you don't care about isis, it's not supposed to be there anymore. Says the b'chaim no, says the shulchan, how in the world you degum of vava is saying the case over here is kilkul rooting the isis? When I eat the cake, I don't want the isis. So no kilkul over here. I'm not rooting the isis. The isis are not desired anymore. That's not a case of a kilkul. Let's analyze it. Is it a tikkun? It's not a tikkun either. What is it? It's parable. The horror, they seem to be arguing a point over here. Isis on a cake, one way to understand it is, the argument is, how do you look at something that's powerful over here? Seb Chaim, no, that's not kilkul, it's powerful. That's fine. I my son is moichik, who cares? I mean, I'm either this or moichik. There's no kilkul over here. Dag Movava says,
what would be the case of moichik
when they're rooting out, you wrote to me something, someone else comes along and erases it. I want that thing. I want the Isis. When I want the Isis, it's a kilkul.
If you
waste
it, you don't want the
ISIS. No, you waste my ISIS. That's kilkul. I want the ISIS, you don't want me to see it. That's for me, it's kilkul. Come along with Mishnah Berurah's understanding, obviously, that it sounds like the idea of something that's parable is nichlal negeder of kilkul. Otherwise, why are you calling the case of raising ISIS the case of kilkul over here? Get involved the same thing. When they discuss taking off a bandit on Shabbos, or taking gum on the kids here on Shabbos, they get involved with kilkul kalachayat. So just curious, we take a bandit off and one here comes out. That one here, is that a kilkul to your body? The 2 years or 3 years of kilkul? Might be pain, is that kilkul? I don't think it's kilkul, it's powerful. So do you have a heter taking off a bandit in Shabbos because kilkul is lachayad? Certainly it's lachayad, that's not how you take off years from your body. Is it kilkul? Well, it depends upon this question. If you tell me to do abonons, and therefore I want to wash my hands on Shabbos, and let's say, get them out, sorry if not sorry, do you have to take it off? Don't have to take it off, but do you have to do abonons over here? If that's the case, it's powerful, practically. To get to the sugya over here, we also have the idea of Korea. Now, Korea, we're going to spend another whole entire week upon it. But the first question is, what is exactly the melacha of Korea? That means the mission of Ayin Gimel being down, two cases that are almanas, Korea, almanas, litfor, and the case of Moichik, almanas, lechtoiv. If more enough, Laman Al being down the third case, or Seisa, almanas, livnois, and the Rishon discuss a fourth case of Mati, almanas, lekshur. On these melachas of Almanasim, what exactly is the melacha? How do you define the melacha? It seems to be a machlokes. Is the melacha of Korea ripping? Or the melacha of Korea is preparing to go sow? That means, is Korea ripping? That's the melacha, destroying things. Why is the Mishnah Almanas lit for? In order to take care of a sorry problem, it's that idea of kilkul. But the melacha is ripping, that is the melacha. But no, the melacha is to prepare to sow. That's the melacha. Anything less than that is not the melacha. That's the chakir over here. Now the melacha is marach with this question. He gets involved with different sugyas, try to go through different ideas over here. He quotes first a ritual on Makis Dav Gimel, also a sugya by us in Dav Memches, discussing a pesach beis atzaver. A person has a sweater that's closed up by the neck. You come along and you want to open up by the neck. The Gemara says, Yechayiv Chatas. Why Yechayiv Chatas? Says Rishonim, Rashi, the Ritva, Tzadasugya of Makar Patish. Makar Patish. Correct the Ritva, why is it Makar Patish? You're ripping. Let me over the Issa Deraisa of Korea. Says the Ritva, explained by the Kesem Mishnah, you know why? Because not Korea, I'm not slit for. The definition of Korea is not ripping. Ripping means preparing to sow. Are you not preparing to sow? For this reason, the Din Deraisa is Makar Patish and not Korea. Come on, Lubi Alochan, he says, True, it's before Shiritva, but the Ritva is a Das Yochid. We now have the Ramban and Makis Nav Gimel that the Chometz Chaim did not have. The Ramban says the same exact thing. They pass because you need Am Naslit for. That's why you're not Chai for Kiraya. We have Toises on Daf Ein Gimel. Now there are two Toises on Daf Ein Gimel. One Daf Ein Gimel obeys that Bialochim exam, quote unquote, Kiva Eger, that says you need Am Naslit for and he wants to argue that's not Pshan Toises. The other Toises, Daf Ein Gimel, Om and Aleph, that Kiva Eger also brings down, the stipulate points out that the Chometz Chaim did not have this of Kiva Eger. Now over there, Kamon Toises Kosid, you need a matter Am Naslit for. Well, just matter, that itself is enough. Fed Kiva Eger. Well, if you need, the idea over here is to make it not be a kilkel, why need Amnas Likshur? Just need a matah that's not a kilkel. The fact that Toises is declaring they need a matah Amnas Likshur sounds like to define the malacha, not means how the sugya of kilkel. You have a forsha Toises at the Kivagar, it says you need a matah Amnas Likshur. Why? Because coming to define the malacha, not means how the sugya of kilkel. So come along, we have a Ramban, we have a Toises, and we have a Ritva. We have three Rishonim over here, not this Atas Yochid. But who brings down this ritual? The Beis Yosef. And Simon Shinyu Zayin brings down the reason why Paseya Pesach Tzav is Makir Patish. He says, because Kirei is Amnas Litfor. And this is not Amnas Litfor. Brought down by the Mokar Vrum over there also. Brought down by the Toys of Shabbos over there. Brought down by the Machzah Shekel, by the Mokar Ovis, by the Graz, by the Tila David. They all come along and very clearly say Amnas Litfor. Now the Chofetz Chaim Kumak quotes all of them all because the Nimritz sends you to them. But the ritual is a Das Yochid. But here's a list. Yeah, we have a couple of Shainim, a bunch of Paiskim seem to say the get over here is Amnas Litfor. We'll have to get to. Let's see who's Chayzer which way. Besides Shani, we have Rashi in the Sugya Naflam and Aleph discussing by the Sugya of Seis Amnas Livnois. He says, where's the Yisrael of the Heter of Kilkel? Gemara Chagiga, Melech Machshevis. What's the example of Kilkel Melech Machshevis? One example, says Rashi, is Kareya Amnas Litfor. Example, Rashi brings down why did Al Maslit for? Because it has a sugar of Kilkel. Mom, of course, I went Rashi. Piskiriyaz, Kedusha Iran. Therefore, the Mogar Rom, Mishwah sends you to, is come to argue the early Shabbos. The early Shabbos says the Moloch is not preparing to sow. The Moloch is Mitzad the sugar of Kilkel, said the early Shabbos. It says that people got him the same thing. We saw by the sugar of Moichik. The Loch by Moichik says the Mishabruah, the Ranging Mishabruah. He said, by Moichik, how do I know it's Al Maslit Sakin, not Al Maslit Lichtoiv? So I'll bring you right from three things. The Sefto, from the Rambam, to point out, well, the Rambam could be Mlokash and Zubagufa in the Shitosai, Sefto could be Rabbi Yehuda. And the third thing he says, because before she went in Korea, that's way in Korea, but the case of Moichik. Prima Gondon did the same thing. Korea itself, not that simple. But nice if we have a Prima Gondon that says the idea by Moichik, the Loch is also, the concept is Amanas, which is how the Kilkel over here. Maestro Mishmua's main writer realizes our Sugyo, Kofayim Abayis. The Gemara says, Kher b'chamosoy, Kher l'meistoy. The Gemara says, the Bryce says, Yechayiv. Yechayiv. The only reason why Tapatiu is not your mace, or the case of Chamosoy, why Tapatiu is Mokhashay and Suhu Lufoy. And it's not the Mokhashay, but it's the Gemara saying Yechayiv. So we have a clear Gemara that says Yechayiv. And it's direct to Kiveger, it's a steer against this Gemara. Oh, okay, we'll get to it. So, some Kivega, we have an effect of Kivega on Taishas and Gemara, Kofayim Abayis. Our Gemara is the main raya, they need Amnas Asakin. And therefore, the Paiskim seem to go this way, whether it's from Moshe, or Dain Fisher, or Litzian, or the Biash, or others, they seem to go, the Gedder is not like the Ritva, the Gedder is Amnas Asakin. Now, just like by Moichik, Lachor, we point out the Kolopak has three sheetahs over here, Lachor, the three sheetahs over here also. That means, again, we have one option, it's Amnas Litfor, the Ritva. We have Amnas Asakein, that's Mishmu wants to go. Once time we have Klar Gemara over here. Come on, the Chayotim goes in between. He said that Vad the Melocha is preparing to sow. So Amnas Litfor. That's clear. Amnas Litfor. Except that the Machlokes of Yehuda and of Shimon by the Sugya Melocha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay. Therefore, it speaks out Chasam Sofer and Chayotim and Shulchan Aruch Shittim and the Achiyaz and Shuvah and Minchas Chinuch. They all come along with the Yisrael over here, and Be'etzem, if you look at the Ritva on Nafkopay, you want to say the Pshan Rashi over here. They want to tie down the Be'etzem and sowing, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds a locha and locha she'in tzuchu l'guvi yechayiv, even not for sowing, just for ripping, you have taken from Mokmacher, you also chayiv for it. And therefore they want to point out, L'chura, the Rambam is l'shitosoy. The Rambam passing like Rabbi Yehuda, locha she'in tzuchu l'guvi yechayiv is chayiv. Therefore he comes along and says, by Moichik is Amnas Asakin. by Kareya, as long as it's not a case of a kilkul. Why can you have a tikkun b'malach machar? Works, even though the malach is preparing to sow, but you have a tikkun b'malach machar. Masha Engin Rashi, you will pass it like a b'shimen. Tivi he come along and says, the gedir is mitzad kilkul. Therefore, by he says, b'seich b'es et safer, the shitosah says, makar patish. Givaldik yishmak over here. So we have a third malach, which Mishmur knows, and he sees, but he does not agree with. He says, we're doing it that way from the Yishon, we're actually touching the sugi not that way. That means the Gemara, you can answer. The Chofetz Chaim said, no, read Rashi Tosis, not Chob Shan the sugi. Come, Yishlo, don't want that so. We have third malach over here, that what is the halacha on the ger, Kurea Amnas lit for? Machlik Shem Huda Meshimen. According to Rabbi Huda, even Amnas Sakhiri Chayv, as Mlocho Shem Tzrich Lugufay. I mean, it's really two malachim that has a knetch to it. Either Amnas Sakin, Meshibur, Amnas lit for, or the Rishainu, or Amnas lit for, and Machlik Shem Huda Meshimen, that even a Tikkun Mok Macha and the Meister works. Which now do have to end off with. Before we have a question two ways. That means those who hold, we have a clear Gemara, Amnas lit for, the Bialochim Kiveger, how do you answer those who hold Amnas Sakin? The other way around. If you hold, how do you answer Agmar clear Gemara Amas? If you hold Agmar is clear Amas Sakin, how do you answer Amas lit for? And void those who hold Seif Beis Tzaver, why is the Makir Patish one the Chayv Mitzad Sugya Kureya? That means you have to answer both ways Mikan Lekan. So first, take each one by itself. We have our Sugya Mishmuz that have a clear Raya. Our Sugya, Kura B'Meisoy, Kura B'Chamosoy. It's clear Raya. So again, to answer the couple ways of answering this question. One is, you could say, then who is the Gemara discussing in the case of mace? It's Rabbi Huda, says Rashi, Tosis, it's Rabbi Huda. Huda holds Melacha Shein Tzrich Lugufay Chayiv. The Gemara itself is Rabbi Huda. Therefore, if you go like this, Sam Sefer, and the Chayotom, Mechaz Chinuch, Achayezer, the Gemara has no kasha, no Raya accuser. Chofetz Chaim doesn't like that, again, he has Rayas. But the Chore, Pashas, the Sugi is not a Raya. The second point is, even those who say you need Amnas lit for, how do you answer Gemara? Maybe when you write Kriya, well, what's Amnas lit for? Oh, so come along. He wants time. The Bialoch in brackets comes to answer this question. He says, why? Because one of the cases is your parents. Your parents, the Maisi, cannot sew up. So you learn the Sugya. Your parents, you can sew up, but cannot sew up normally because you can sew up in zigzags, dog stitches. So come along, the stipler, and says, that's not going to get Amnas. You can sew it up. Come on, the Yasser can be Amnas. So what right? No, I know, but the Amnas can be done during the week. But you can't tell me the Chesaron, the Kareik is not Amnas. It is Amnas.
It's not going to be Amnas
on Tefillah. No, we spoke out on the Moichin. No, can do the Tefillah on during the week. The Kareik can be on Shabbos, the Tefillah on the week. No, don't do that. Well, I'm not sure if it's a Shino, if that's there, if you're going to go do it, because that's how you have to go do your clothing. That's what you always do to this beggar. Your parents beg you to sew with dog stitches. You do it in the case of a zigzag. But the Chofetz Chaim is coming to answer, say, argue the point, but come on the stipler and from Zalman and the Yatsu say, what do you mean? Maybe Zalman slit for. Why would not say that for? Because now it's a we're not discussing the point over here. Well, the stipler wants to go further and wants to answer a different idea. He said, let's understand what is Korea. The definition is, according to those who are Korea, I'm not slit for, it's Be'etzim. Why are you ripping things for? Why do you rip the hole of a sweater? Why do you rip open a bag of chips? You know why? Because you'd rather not have the chips closed, you want to have it opened. You bet him you don't want to have the sweater closed, you want to have it opened. Bet him you don't. If it was open, you'll be happy that way also. The pool of ripping you don't want to go to. You want to get to something. So the kriya I'm not slit for is, the be'etzim, you have no desire for the kriya per se. I want the taitso of the kriya. Have a Masha Enkein over here. What I want the ripping. I'm angry. I want to rip. I have a mace. I want to rip. When I want to rip, mitzad me, myself, avada, that's Korea. If you tell me mitzad the chesed shabai, I don't want to rip. Mitzad the chesed, I just want to be opened. I want the tetzor. Oh, I want the tetzor, has to be I'm not something. If I want to rip, avada, how can you tell me that's not Korea? I want to do the pool of ripping. Then a body chayv as kureya. Ma'aseh b'chayim no. When he brings down this malach, he says, "Where in the world to get two ideas over here from? How can you get one kureya not slit for, and one kureya for ripping?" So maybe to answer another question, the figure yam and the moish discuss one least b'chayv kureya amasasakin tzadisugel atoldo. Might be Lisa told her. We have told her all over the place. Before, what the stifler is saying over here, the ikim locha is kureya maslit for. But we want to do kureya per se for ripping? It's not worse than any toldo shibai. Avada, how can it not be mechayv when one rip per se? And if he wants a tiny on the geta, the sugya is no way of kiyuza. Bishlam, when the problem is the chefsa shibai, and I don't want to do the pula, I just want the toitsa, then he not maslit for. But once beside the gava, I want to do the pula of ripping, avada, that's nich on the geta of loch of kureya.
Why is that? If we get the
malacha, is it al-manas? Why is it? I said, now we're going to toldo. That's what I want to answer. I want to answer your question.
It's a kilpo. It has nothing to do with the av.
It's doing with the av. It's rip. The av is ripping compared to so. This is ripping to rip. Every toldo is not mamash av. Every toldo is ka'in the av. This is Cain. This is rip. This is ripping to sew. This is ripping to rip. No, the idea, the Kareem Maslid means preparing to ripping to sew. So yeah, I'm ripping to rip. That's the same idea. Both of them have a tachlis in the ripping. That's the total. Gemchaim no is your question. I think the answer, what the stipler means, is not worse than the case of a total.
I mean, between this and those, I hold misakin.
No. Because when you do a queer, that's a ticket, but not until you want to rip, that'll be the afkamino.
Right. Maybe it should be a total.
Oh, so they asked this question also, but that's a certain walk per se also. And that, like, then I'll say like the doctor. Now, to answer the other way around, Pesach Beis Tzaver, again, we seem to have a problem with it. Gemara says, Yechayv Chatos, Munaf Mekhez, Tav Gimel. Why are you chayv chatz for? Again, Rashi and the Sugya and the Ramban, they speak out the chayv chatz of the Sugya of Makka Pachish, that's Rebbe Shonim, that's Reim, the Smag, and the Smak. Maisi, you look at the Rambam, when does he bring down the loch of Seich Beis Tzaver? He writes it under the category of Kureya. He puts it by the Sugya of Kureya. So the question is, what exactly does he mean by putting it under Kureya? The way the Bialocha says, that means the Rambam disagrees and is calling it Kureya. Kamal Machadish says, no, he's just putting it under the category of Kureya because he is ripping. But etzim the melacha is makar patish. So my colleague is kind of stamp shan in the Rambam. Do you mean makar patish? But he put it under kareya because that's a pula. Well, the melacha is kareya. That's on prim gadol and mishmur gadol. The melacha is kareya. Now, the question really now is: because the poskim say it's makar patish. What happened inside the sugya of kareya? So if you go and understand the Rambam is kareya, the one saying the chayodom, the Rambam the shitosoi. He holds Mlocha Shetugla Gufa the Maisis Chayiv, he's Chayiv. Although Mlocha Shetugla Gufa is Potter, they were those old Potter, they were only Makar Patish. I've heard the Chavetz Chayim, that's very good, but what do you do with the Mechaber Shito? The Mechaber in Simon Shinin Zayin, Siv Gimel brings down the case of Sarech Beis Tzaver. He says it's a Makar Patish. That means he needs Amnas Litvar. Yet over here, in the end of Simon Shemem, he says in the case of Kureya, as long as not Niskarim Lekalkal, the Locha is personally Mechayiv. Who are the mysterious Mechaber? That means if you look up the Chayodom, the Shmas Odom, it says L'chor, the Mechaber is Seisim, one to another. So there are three Mahalchim and answer, two of the Mishabura, one off the Mishabura, a lot of the Mishabura, but we'll only mention one. Mishabura starts with one Malach, the Mechaber was Chayzer. Made a mistake. The Simon Shri Yitzayin, he understood the definition of Malach of Kureya is to appearing to sow. The Simon Shri Mem, he decided, no, the definition of Kureya is the pula of ripping, as long as I'm not sasaking, that's enough. So the Moshe and Shuvah, which Olam Hashem will see, he says you have to analyze it. That so that means the mechaber was chayzer and chayzer and chayzer and chayzer. Bira dover. The mechaber first wrote the Beis Yosef, the whole Beis Yosef, and years later he wrote the mechaber. So in Simon Shini Zayin, he wrote you need amnas litvar. Came along in Simon Shinmem in the Beis Yosef, he says, no, it's Am Nasasakis, it was Chayzer. They went back to the Mechaber and Simon Shin Yuzayin, it was Chayzer, and went to get his Amas Litfor, the difference with Makar Patrish. Then it's Chayzer back to the Mechaber and Simon Shinmem, he says, the loch over here is Am Nasasakis. So the Mishmur, when he wants to answer the Mechaber, it was Chayzer over here, Chayzer back over in the Mechaber, Chayzer back over here. That Moshe, that's not Pshan in the Mechaber, not Mistafer. A second Malach in the Mishnah Berurah, he said, let's analyze what the definition of Kureya is. What is the Malach over here? So he says, Iker, when he does Kureya, a person has to see the pula that he's doing is ripping. That means, take a sweater of a neck, and a person sold all together, he opens it up, they tell a person, what do you tell a person to go do when you want to open it? Tell him, rip it. Tell a person, make a neck. Open it up. The pool that you're saying is, pool is ticking. Those are your words. The way you speak is, open it. Create something. Make the neck. Don't say the word ripping. All other cases, when a person wants a bag of chips to open, you say, rip the bag. Any other case, you have paper, rip the paper. So that's that career, right? So it's my career. But the idea over here is you have to say the pu'ula of kilkul, of ripping, destruction, that's the melacha. When we say the pu'ula of tikkun, no, that's not the act of career. Career is when you say the words of destruction over here, rip something. Therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim, by sweat of the neck, no one sees destruction. You tell a person, let's make something. Make something that's makar patish. Now, even in this malach, which again he's saying only in Rashi Shita, not the Rambam Shita, that means you have to know who exactly Chavetz Chaim is saying this halach lamais in. That means Rashi, not the Rambam. That means Ladav can pass this way. But he said to Shlomo Zalman, still, even according to Rashi, it's a din d'rabbanan. He'll agree that if it's not destructive, still, even it's a kriya d'rabbanan, not a case of the raiso. That means certain poskim are being down. Oh, we have a mahalach over here, and it's a tikkun over here, not nichel to get a kriya, if it's mutter. No, that's not what Shlomo Zalman is saying. It's not mutter. It's not deraisa. That's why not chayv chatas. Well, it comes along with Moshe and Chaim Noah. They argue vehemently against Chavetz Chaim. The way Moshe, he says it over, said, because you have a kasha, you make up svaris over here, make up halachas over here. You have no makor, no tam, no rayas, no gemaras. From a kasha, you make things up from the loaf. You make up ideas over here, concepts over here. Who would ever do that? So how could he attacks the Mishnah Ruach, because you have a kash, you can't make a blumdis over here. The way I know how he asked the question, I'm saying that to people here, I didn't mean to call it Chaim, but the way that Chaim Noah asked this question over here, he says, let's analyze it. So if something is not destructive, it's Korea. Something is destructive, it's Korea. Koshke, something that's not destructive, still going to be Korea. That's making the Kalva Chaimer. Manach, if you're ripping something and destructive, you're calling Korea. Certainly something that's not destructive we call Korea. That's how he asked the question against Chavetz Chaim. The Rav Moshe himself, how he wants to answer, we can also see the true Bez Hashem soon. And he gets involved with a very important question, how in the world we rip bags and Shabbos? That's his main focus of the point over here. He wants to know exactly when a person does a pull over here, is there tikkun nikur in the kriya over here? That means Be'etzem, when a person makes a sweater, there's usually a neck there. This guy made a sweater with no neck. Fine. What do? You cut open and you make a neck. When you look over there, when a person sees a sweater afterwards, oh, I see a ticking they did over here. Oh, you know, a person says, I think you never made a mistake, and then you cut it and open it up. A person does not see it. You need to see a ticking in the kriya. You don't see a ticking in the kriya, and then Moshe has raised and recorded the society over here. You need to see a ticking in the kriya. You have to see, no, if it's killed, then it's not high for it. That's potter. But you have to see, at the end of the day, a pool is kriya with a tick into it. If you don't see that, the vice sweater is called makapatish. Fine. Makapatish, but now it's kriya. I mean, you have to answer why it's not chayim until it's sikkim kriya. My mentorship, the next whole week is learning Sif Yud Gimel and Sif Yud Aleph. There's no Torah, kamat no Beis Yosef, there's no Taz, kamat no Magar Avraham. The ik is the Bialochas and the Malachim. Now, it's very confusing. You guys spend time upon it and see this form, how they apply it to numerous ways, understand numerous things. And that's Lachar Abba.